Tiro pa' head na sa bandana.
Banana. 91.3 FM. Feel the power.
African court has heard the burial of former President Edgar Lungu in Johannesburg today. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has rectified the ballot paper error ahead of the Lumezi by-election. In international news, police have fired tear gas as thousands of Kenyans marched through Nairobi and other cities. And in sports, Copper Queens are gearing up for the upcoming WAFCON in Morocco.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. A South African court has halted plans to bury former President Edgar Lungu at a private ceremony in South Africa, just as the ceremony was due to start. This is the latest twist in a row between the government and Lungu's family over his burial, after the family opted for a private ceremony in South Africa rather than a full state funeral at home. The Zambian government had filed an urgent case in the Pretoria High Court seeking to stop the burial planned by his family. The court said that the funeral would not go ahead following an agreement between the parties. However, it appears that any funeral won't happen until August at the earliest. SABC tells us more.
The service itself is continuing inside. It certainly isn't the kind of news that the Lungu family and all those that came to mourn him here today were hoping for. Recall yesterday, that is when we saw those papers from the Attorney General in Zambia wanting to halt the family from proceeding with this funeral service and not to have the former President of Zambia, Edgar Lungu, buried in South Africa. Them speaking about a public interest application that was being brought to the High Court in Pretoria, citing a number of reasons in the manner in which a former head of state would need to be buried in their home country. And that resulted, of course, in today's court action, which unfortunately has not gone the way of the Lungu family.
Meanwhile, the Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has urged the government to withdraw its ongoing court action aimed at stopping the burial of former President Edgar Lungu in South Africa. The move, intended to bring the late leader's body back to Zambia, has instead intensified tensions between the government and the Lungu family, who insists on managing the burial without government interference. While President Hakainde Hichilema's efforts to repatriate Edgar Lungu's remains reflect commendable intentions, the ZCLU warns that pursuing legal action risks deepening divisions in an already polarized political climate. Isaac Mwanza, Executive Director of ZCLU, questions the claim of public interest in this matter, suggesting that the President has made sufficient efforts and should now allow the family's wishes to prevail.
We believe the president has done enough to try and bring the body back to Zambia, and it's time to let go. We urge President Hakainde Hichilema to reconsider his government's approach and advise the Attorney General to withdraw the court action. Instead, the president should focus on healing and uniting the nation. Showing goodwill to the Lungu family after the burial would be a more constructive use of the government's efforts. The South African court's prompt response to this matter is also very commendable. Given the precedence of the family wishes being prioritized in South African case law and the independence of their courts, it is unlikely the verdict will favor the government's position. We believe, as Zambian Civil Liberties Union, it is time for the president to prioritize national healing and unity over this court battle.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has confirmed that the Lumezi parliamentary by-election will proceed as scheduled on Thursday, June 26, 2025, following the discovery and correction of an error on the ballot papers. On Tuesday, June 24, 2025, the ECZ identified that one of the participating candidates' surnames was omitted from the ballot papers intended for the Lumezi by-election. The Commission acted swiftly to address the issue, adhering to the legal provisions outlined in the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016 and the Electoral Process General Regulations 2016. In more news, Kawe Mayor Patrick Chishala has assured traders at Kalukungu Market in Katondo that their trading facilities will be worked on. Speaking when he visited the market, Mr. Chishala said the ablution block at the market will be commissioned. He assured marketeers at Kalukungu Market that the council will ensure sanitation is enhanced. The mayor has also urged traders to play their role in maintaining the trading facilities at Kalukungu.
The toilet is a function. I am Jokubomba. The only problem we are facing is just a few inches. Now, when I share about a year ago, my system, problem we are talking about is Barukanga. Barukanga will be by tomorrow. By Sulame, amen. But I am done with the Pajapa ceremony of the home for us.
In international news, police have fired tear gas as thousands of Kenyans marched through Nairobi and other cities. Chanting Ruto must go, the protesters have flooded Nairobi streets to demand the resignation of the president. They waved Kenyan flags and carried branches as a symbol of peaceful opposition. We monitored NTV Kenya.
The people who are shouting were just excited. Excitement is not violent. They were doing nothing that you can call violent. So it's extremely unfortunate that the police cannot see that. And the police cannot see that. Instead, they are just dispatching it. So now it is clear that the problems are actually the police, not the demonstrators. Because I was with this. I mean, what violence did you expect with this man? One of them has been dispatched, I don't know where he is. It's very unfortunate that this can happen in our country. So, respect for picketing is thrown out of the window. And that's extremely unfortunate.
Still in international news, millions of children worldwide have been left vulnerable to preventable diseases, including measles, polio, and tuberculosis, according to a new analysis published on Tuesday in the medical journal The Lancet. It found that life-saving vaccination efforts have stalled or reversed since 2010 amid persistent health inequalities, misinformation, and vaccine hesitancy. Protection from measles in particular has dropped in 100 countries, including in rich nations that had previously eliminated the highly infectious disease. The report's authors from the University of Washington say progress in rolling out jabs over the past 5 decades has prevented the deaths of 154 million children. But by 2023, nearly 16 million had not had any childhood vaccinations, most of them in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. They noted that in 2023, more than half of the